Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and this morning, or this afternoon, I bring to you a newcomer to the lineup of the Ninja sponsors and everything else, and he has sent me something quite interesting. Joining me from somewhere near Philadelphia in Pennsylvania is the head of Mitchell Defense, Nathan Mitchell. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. It's great to be on with you, Bill. Can't tell you how awesome it is to have a Linkin Park as an intro.
You like that? I like it.
I grew up with that. It just brings back so many memories.
Yeah. I still listen to that stuff today.
I do too. I cycle through some of those. My wife gets in my car. She's like, I know what kind of a mood you're in this week.
Right. I mean, I don't listen to the. I listen to the new metal version of them, and not when Chester Bennington decided to try to start singing. I listen to the new metal. I prefer the screaming part of it. I also was a big Korn fan.
Was it Transformers?
I'm a big Korn fan, and I was a big fan of Soundgarden and everybody else of that type and everything. And Chester and Chris, they sort of broke my heart, but I still listen to their stuff.
Oh yeah, Korn, Disturbed, Linkin Park.
Yes. Yes, yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, when I do the video for your rifle, I have licensed a Faith No More song, Ashes to Ashes.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about your lineup of guns. The one you sent me is called the DOC. And mine,
SOIDC DOC.
Right. So tell me about this gun. What does all this stand for?
So the SOIDC stands for Special Operations Independent Duty Corpsman, which is that's the top of the line whenever it comes to corpsmen. Those are the guys who are in Special Operations, most likely at MARSOC, all your 18 deltas and whatnot.
Right.
DOC is the term that the Marines and most branches use for their medics. So they're the DOC. And my background is I was a combat corpsman, or the recon corpsman, for 6 years. So it's kind of giving back to my medic roots.
This one, unlike anyone I've ever had before, comes with and the description is referred to as the Proof Research High Strength Carbon Fiber Wrapped Barrel. Tell me about this thing.
Yeah, the SOIDC being the best of the best, we put the best of the best barrel on it, which that is the Proof Research Carbon Wrapped Barrels. Are you familiar with carbon fiber barrels at all?
No, I am not. This is my first exposure to it.
Oh, it's going to change your life. So what carbon fiber barrels are, it's going to change your life and change your pocketbook. But
sure.
So the carbon fiber wrap barrel, it's a stainless steel barrel that's milled down to a very thin profile and then wrapped in carbon fiber. And what that does, carbon fiber is extremely porous, has very little heat retention, or it has less heat retention than steel does.
Right.
But it's also 10 times, or it's stronger than steel. I don't know the actual metric, but I think it's 10 times. So what that does for you is you have and it's also extremely light, being carbon fiber. So what that does for you is it gives you a very rigid barrel, and it also gives you a full profile barrel that doesn't retain heat near as much as what your standard steel barrel will.
Right.
At the same profile. Extremely light, but then it really kicks in with repeatable accuracy. So carbon fiber being stronger than steel, it stays hard, and so you're not getting that barrel flex as you're shooting, so you have like your repeatable accuracy. I was talking to another company that does carbon fiber barrels, and they were saying that in precision shooting, this is bolt guns, but they had guys that ran, I think it was like 1,000 rounds or something, that had like no deviation and impact.
Right. So you're making a dime size group with the gun, basically.
Yeah, well, so you do get like the stainless steel barrel itself. You have it's a stainless steel. You can mill it out a whole lot more for like a rifling.
Right.
You can have half MOA gun or half MOA shots with that. What carbon fiber does is it makes that repeatable accuracy. So every single shot is going to be that accurate.
What does it do as far as weight is concerned? Am I essentially getting a bull barrel without the weight? This is what it sounds like to me.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
So this handles the heat with a lower profile of a heavier barrel. So a question about this, and this is something I've always wondered about with these. So I know that when I was a 60 gunner, for example, that I could shoot that thing and still the barrel began to glow. And nobody was out there doing precision shots with an M60, but I began to think that this probably was launching a few things that were going out there in sort of a less than a straight spiraling trajectory. Is that what happens when you are shooting one of these things for a very long period of time if the barrel does not handle the heat well? Does it begin to take and deform the shot that you're trying to get?
So the barrel starts to bend, actually. So it just starts to droop. It's just through the weight of the barrel, because metal becomes very malleable when it gets hot.
Right.
So it's micro movements, but it's enough that your accuracy really starts to hurt after a while. But yeah, it's the same concept, like the 50. And once those guns get really hot, they start shooting low.
Yeah. That's interesting. So also with this, it seems very well appointed. Everything, the handguard, I was looking at the handguard and then I see in the description, retention system and anti-rotational tabs that prevents movement of handguard during use. Is that actually a thing? Are there some out there that move when you're pulling the trigger on it a little bit, a little micro movement or something?
So it's not so much whenever you're pulling the trigger on the micro movement. It's during like hard use. I mean, there's a couple of companies out there. I mean, there's videos out there of people just like abusing rifles,
right?
And that the handguard will start to rotate. So the anti-rotational tab, I mean, most of these handguards are attached to the barrel nut, which is a circle. So
right.
It's not being stopped from moving in a circular fashion, other than like with ours, like the anti-rotational tab. And then same thing with the with like the retention system. It's tied into the barrel nut, so it won't go forward. And so when you're shooting a lot, I mean, screws start to come loose. And so if these screws come loose on this, which it won't, the handguard could potentially fall off once it gets loose.
Right.
And there's videos out there, some of the very well-known brands that they move around a lot. You couldn't put an optic on it and it stays zero.
Right. I'm going to have to ask you about those kind of tests here in a minute. We're coming up on the first break, so I don't want to get too deep into the questions when I got to hold you up and everything. I do have one question, though. As I'm looking at the things that are on here, it seems to me like you had the parts made, with the exception of maybe the trigger. These are all parts that you sourced from your own idea. That's the question I want to ask you about when we get back. Is this all very unique? Because it looks like it's unique to Mitchell Defense to me. I just want to find that out. For those of you that are interested in looking at the lineup, the website is mitcheldefense.com. And these are the precision of the fit on these. I'm not going to say it's frighteningly good, but you're looking at it and it just seems like every I was dotted, every T was crossed. These are very, very excellent examples of what an AR platform could be. Talking to Nathan Mitchell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Nathan Mitchell from Mitchell Defense, and when we went to break, I was asking him, with the exception of the trigger, it seems like everything here is a Mitchell Defense project, or product, rather. Is this all your stuff, all these pieces that are going on here that you mentioned in the descriptions?
They are. So upper, lower, handguard, they're all mine, my design.
Right.
I mean, like your furniture being like your buttstock and your handguard, your grip, that's all Magpul. Yeah, no, everything is my design. And the bolt carrier group, You only get so creative with those. But you do. With so for the most part, everything's on my part. Ballistic Advantage does on my barrels for the GWAT dock, and then Proof Research does them for the carbon fiber wrap.
Are these all to your specification, though?
They are, yeah. Everything's to our specs, or to my specs, which are extremely rigid. In the designing of this rifle, the dock line, for instance, it really took, bringing modern manufacturing, I realized that there was ways to do things better to make a better rifle,
right,
more consistent rifle. So bringing in, the modern manufacturing processes, having the tight tolerances with the billet. I mean, you see, on the trigger guard, it's a solid piece trigger guard instead of having, the bolt in, you see on forges. And the upper receiver, thermal fit all the barrels to the uppers, which is very unique. I think I only know about, two other companies that are doing that. But that's just, one of those little things it's a bunch of little things that make this rifle most accurate, durable, and reliable AR on the market.
Well, I mean, when I'm looking at some of the stuff like the fully auto-capable bolt carrier group. Now, when it is fully auto-capable, does that mean in the case of just semi-automatic shooting, it's probably just going to run like a clock? Is that what you're telling me?
It is. So the full auto-capable, it really talks to, there's a slit that's, if you put in a full auto trigger, and sear, if you have to have the right license and all that fun stuff,
right,
to put in there, the trigger will reset. And there's a lot of the fundamentals and the way it works. But yeah, I mean, I think bomb proof. I mean, full auto capable means that it'll run on full auto if you have the means and the licensing to do so, or military, law enforcement, all that fun stuff.
One of the things, as I'm looking at this, see, you do a lot of things with it, like the flared magwell, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people buy a little thing to pop on there. Yours is built into it. And it's these little position drain holes that removes water in maritime. You have taken the time to go and do what I would consider to be a thinking man's AR. You have put in the whole build a whole bunch of little custom touches to it. So
going through the rifle, you find the common malfunctions that you have in rifles. And you're like, all right, how do I fix these things? Or how do I stop these from happening? Where it's a jack of all trades and it's also a master of all.
Right.
We put all put all the little bitty touches on it. I mean, the things that are silly, I stayed away from. I tried to keep the look as slick and clean as possible. A lot of companies put in the engineering to the outside of the rifle to make it look more appealing to people.
Right. Yeah.
I put them all on the inside. I wanted the rifle to run. I mean, it needed to function in the way that the rifle's supposed to. What's the best part?
Yeah, and that's, that's one of those things. I see that with Staccato. Staccato does a little bit of stuff on their slide, but most everything is built into the tolerance and everything of the gun. And I'm actually going to pair this gun with a Staccato C2. That's going to be the kit it's a part of.
I just ran an event with the Staccato XC. I love that gun.
Yeah. The Staccato XC is an outrageous gun. If you shoot that gun, you're never going to want to shoot anything else. It's just a little big.
No, it's a terrible carry gun.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd probably look like you had some sort of a hip problem or something just placed on your side if you tried to carry that concealed.
Carry it in the back if you get a tail.
Huh?
If you carry it in the rear, it looks like you have a tail.
Yeah. You would need to get one of those, Vertex backpacks to carry it or something in there, because that's the only concealed backpack that would hold all of it. But it is a very good pistol. But back to your gun. Your gun, it just feels hardy. And I'm waiting on a mount to put my optic on it. It is set and ready to go. I do have a flashlight on it. I'm just going to run a flashlight and an optic. Now, when you were setting it up to be clean, was this also to afford some idea to where, and see, one of the things with this, with the weight, for example, you know, the gun comes in weighing just fine, but then you put a mount on it that weighs this much, and an optic and a flashlight. Now you're adding to the weight and everything else. That's one reason I'm going to keep it as low on the all of the accessories as I can.
Yeah, especially the carbon fiber barrel. So, like, the weight reduction in the barrel as compared to, like, a government profile or, like, a Hansen profile, it's not, like, a significant weight difference.
Right.
It's significant between the, like, a full profile and a carbon fiber full profile. But where you lose the weight in that, and the rifle is in the barrel.
Right.
Which, I mean, it has, like, multipliers because of how far out your that arm is. So what it does is it shifts a lot of that weight back to your strong hand. So you have faster follow-up shots and better muzzle control. And then, so kind of to your point, like, if you just start loading up the front of that rifle with a bunch of stuff, then you kind of are defeating the purpose of the carbon fiber, as far as the lightweight.
Right.
And you probably would have done that with a full a heavier barrel anyway, so still lighter.
As I look across your product line, you have one gun there that I really want to ask you about, and simply because it seems like a lot of people are doing this, but you have one called the Triad Dock Pistol, and I want to talk about that simply because of the caliber of this, because this interests me. I see a lot of guys doing this, taking a short barrel and doing it with this caliber. I want to find out why that's actually a thing, because you seem to be sort of professorial when it comes to why you're building these guns this way. Maybe you'll be able to tell me something that penetrates my thick skull.
We'll figure it out.
For those of you interested in the product line, it is MitchellDefense.com. These are, they almost feel, the one I have, the example I have, feels bespoke. It feels like it was made by one guy. Like it was put together by one guy who was checking. He had a long checklist of things to check off. And it was let go, and it let go into the wild. And the thing about this gun is I know this gun's already been shot. I know this gun was tested very heavily by Gat Daly. So, and it's still coming at me in I'm not going to say it's tight. What I'm going to say is it's solid. Unlike most that I've ever seen. I mean, this is, and we're going to talk about why this is a good rifle to have in just a second. Talking to Nathan Mitchell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver has died. The 71-year-old was hospitalized yesterday while serving as acting governor. Governor Phil Murphy has been on vacation in Italy with his family. The grand jury hearing evidence on Donald Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election has wrapped up its meeting for today. The grand jury met for more than 4 hours in Washington, D.C., but it's unclear at this time if they voted on an indictment. More high temperatures are in store for millions of people in the southern U.S. this week. Feels like temperatures could reach triple digits throughout Wednesday in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Portions of the southwest, however, are seeing the heat temporarily ease a bit, including Phoenix and Las Vegas. CVS is laying off 5,000 employees. Those layoffs will happen in what the company calls non-customer-facing positions, mainly with corporate staff. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Nathan Mitchell from Mitchell Defense and everything else. One question I have about this before we get into the Triad Doc. I know you say in the literature it says it's built on a very strong mil-spec foundation, I guess. But I've always thought of mil-spec as something that you build into a gun because you have an armorer present that can make the minor adjustments or replace the parts on them as they break. This doesn't seem like it seems more like a gun that I'm not going to need an armorer for. Am I right about this?
That is correct.
How'd you
so the mil-spec thing? The mil-spec is a very antiquated standard. But whenever I put mil-spec in there, what I'm talking about is it still runs mil-spec parts. So if you needed to change out the safety, I don't know why you would. The bolt carrier group, your charging handle, everything is still designed to mil-spec.
It's right.
We advanced the standard significantly.
So the standard is simply the ease of working on them. It has nothing to do with whether or not it's a standard part. The parts on the gun just don't seem standard to me.
They're not. So yeah. It's not standard, but they are. Interchangeable with other mil-spec parts.
Right.
So like your cold ARs or whatever. I mean, yeah.
Let's talk about the Triad Doc pistol. Do you have one that you have up there? Now, this is chambered in 300 blackout with a 7.5-inch barrel. And I've heard it said that the reason that people go with this barrel, with this caliber, is because if you're in a vehicle and you have to shoot something from inside the vehicle through a windshield, that the 300 blackout, even in a short barrel, will still perform headed towards its target. Is that why you built this size weapon in 300 blackout?
The 300 blackout, the original design of the 300 blackout by Advanced Armament, was designed to be shot out of a 7.5-inch barrel with a 1-in-5 twist.
Wow.
So the cartridge itself is designed to be shot out of a short barrel. It's not designed to be shot out of a long barrel. I mean, anything longer than 16 inches on a 300 blackout, in my opinion, is completely pointless.
Okay.
It was designed to be suppressed. Like the original contract came out, it was supposed to replace the MP5, or it was supposed to be a rifle cartridge. that has better ballistics than like a 5.56 at
right.
short range. So the reason for like the short barrel is that's what the round is designed to do. If you're going to get anything longer than that, I'd suggest going to 5.56. Maybe like a 10-inch 300 blackout would make sense.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't.
Well, I mean, I've done a little bit of work with 300 blackout. The one that I carry in the Antifa bag is a 300 blackout on a 7.5-inch barrel or 8-inch or something like that. That type of gun interests me because, just because it's small. I like small. I mean, we were just talking about Staccato. The two pistols that I carry, I switch between the C2 and the CS. Because if I can get the same kind of performance out of something small, I'm going to go with something small. So, the standard gun that I have of yours, that this is still small and light enough that I can use it, but the other gun is a little bit shorter. So, with this, if you have one of, and I'll just say this out loud, if you have one of these I could test and send back to you, I would be very interested in doing that.
Oh, yeah. I'll absolutely get one of those out to you.
So, but in the event.
Another thing is the 300 blackout, and this is more like a tangent on 300 blackout.
Yeah.
In order for it to run subsonic, you have to have a short pistol or a short gas system.
Right.
And so, like, having a shorter barrel, it's just extremely gassy. It's just, like I said, it's just what it's designed to do. It's designed for a close quarters combat. And then with the 1-in-5 twist, which most people don't really actually understand what twist rates are for.
Right.
Well, 1-in-5 twist is to stabilize heavier bullets, but it also, so whenever you're talking about ballistics, you can only control a few things. You can control, like, so how long the barrel is, you can control how much muzzle velocity you have or that it can get. So if you're in a shorter barrel, you can't control that because you have to go down short. But a 1-in-5 twist, you're spinning that bullet so much faster. One, it's stabilizing it, and then two, it's also creating more energy on target because obviously a bullet's got to stop one of two ways. When it hits the target, it's got to stop going forward and it's got to stop spinning. So the faster you spin that bullet, the more cavitation you get out of it.
Right.
So it's just increasing your ballistics on target, out of a shorter platform. So like a lot of people, you see like the 1-in-7 twist for the 300 blackout, especially like the 8-inch or the 7.5-inch.
Right.
It's just, you can't go much longer than that with a 1-in-5 twist because the way bullets are made, it'll mushroom.
Right. What is your back? You know, I got about. Let's see, I got a few minutes here. What is your background with these? Because your knowledge on the engineering on these is impressive.
So, being in the military, we shot a lot of rifles. Can't say I knew a whole lot about them whenever I was in the military.
Sure.
But getting out of the military, my family had a pipe inspection business out in West Texas, and we bought my dad out of it. We had these massive machines that we did a lot of oil filled pipe inspection. And we had hydro testers and EMIs and extremely technical pieces of machinery that I was scared of at first. Just like you're scared to touch them because you want to break them.
Right.
But then you start like working with the engineers and the people that made them, and you start taking them apart and then you find better ways of, and you start researching all this stuff. I mean, all this information's out on, out there. It's not very difficult to find it. You just have to look it up and be able to sort through the BS, which there's so much of that in this industry. Yeah, I mean, like a lot of it's just like, hey, I want to do a 300 blackout rifle, and then just researching the heck out of it, and then testing it. I mean, that's one thing that I think I do very differently than other companies is I exhaustively test every part that's in these rifles. Trying to do a switch in anything,
right,
is just so hard. Like I got to make sure everything functions the way I say it's going to function. I'm not just going to put something in here and say it works. Have at it.
At some point, and I've noticed this with Staccato, at some point, I guess you're going to come to this realization where you find that happy ground where you have gotten your production to the point where it is meeting this tolerance standard between being way too much and not nearly enough, and you're in the good spot. You're going to figure that out, and then your standard, I guess, will become almost a production standard, except it'll be at a higher level. Is that right?
Yep, no, absolutely, it will. Another part that just reminded me. So with military medicine, kind of asking about how I kind of got to this point.
Right.
So military medicine, corpsmen are so good at their job because they learn the medicine part of it, but they also understand how the human body works.
Right.
So if you understand how the human body works, you can make any decision that you want to, and then you can also get creative with it based on the supplies that you have on hand. And I did take that approach for like the rifles. I exhaustively looked into and tested how these rifles work, why they work the way they do. I mean, why Stoner created it the way he did. He was a brilliant engineer. And then took to figure out what modern manufacturing processes were out there just to update everything.
Yeah, we're going to get in that in the next segment as well, because I look at this and I'm compared to the M16 that I had in the 1980s, this is a much better weapon. And I would like to get your input, your opinion, if you will, on what that foresight might have been like for Stoner when Eugene Stoner he was developing this and everything else. The website, for those of you that are interested, is MitchellDefense.com. His slogan is "Superior firepower is the best medicine." This is coming from a corpsman who knows, you know, he has to drop in. He has to fight over his subject, then he has to get him on a helicopter, and then he has to stick a chest needle in him on the pitching deck of a Blackhawk while he's flying around to save the guy's life. This is high precision. That's the kind of eye that comes to the build. And I don't know, that's very unique in today's space. Most of the time, everything is not necessarily about a vision, but about just how fast can we do it. And the Mitchell Defense standard, yeah, your standard that you've imposed upon the product that you're putting out is, while it's grueling, at the same time, the final product is mind-boggling. We'll be right back. Talking to Nathan Mitchell. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Nathan Mitchell from Mitchell Defense and everything else. One question I have about this before we get into the Triad Doc. I know you say in the literature it says it's built on a very strong mil-spec foundation, I guess. But I've always thought of mil-spec as something that you build into a gun because you have an armorer present that can make the minor adjustments or replace the parts on them as they break. This doesn't seem like, it seems like more like a gun that I'm not going to need an armorer for. Am I right about this?
That is correct.
How'd you
so the mil-spec thing, so mil-spec is a very antiquated standard. But whenever I put mil-spec in there, what I'm talking about is it still runs mil-spec parts. So if you needed to change out the safety, I don't know why you would, the bolt carrier group, your charging handle, everything is still designed to mil-spec.
It's right.
We advanced the standard significantly.
So the standard is simply the ease of working on them. It has nothing to do with whether or not it's a standard part. The parts on the gun just don't seem standard to me.
They're not. So yeah. It's not standard, but they are interchangeable with other mil-spec parts.
Right.
So like your Colt ARs or whatever. I mean,
let's talk about the Triad Doc pistol. Do you have one that you have up there? Now, this is chambered in 300 blackout with a 7.5-inch barrel. And I've heard it said that the reason that people go with this barrel, with this caliber, is because if you're in a vehicle and you have to shoot something from inside the vehicle through a windshield, then the 300 blackout, even in a short barrel, will still perform headed towards its target. Is that why you built this size weapon in 300 blackout?
The 300 Blackout, the original design of the 300 Blackout by Advanced Armament, was designed to be shot out of a 7.5-inch barrel with a 1-in-5 twist.
Wow.
So the cartridge itself is designed to be shot out of a short barrel. It's not designed to be shot out of a long barrel. I mean, anything longer than 16 inches on a 300 Blackout, in my opinion, is completely pointless.
Okay.
It was designed to be suppressed. Like the original contract came out, it was supposed to replace the MP5, or supposed to be a rifle cartridge, that has better ballistics than like a 5.56 at
right.
short range. So the reason for like the short barrel is that's what the round is designed to do. If you're going to get anything longer than that, I'd suggest going to 5.56. Maybe like a 10-inch 300 blackout would make sense.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't
know. Well, I mean, I've done a little bit of work with 300 blackout. The one that I carry in the Antifa bag is a 300 blackout on a 7.5-inch barrel or 8-inch or something like that. That type of gun interests me because, just because it's small. I like small. I mean, we were just talking about Staccato. The two pistols that I carry, I switch between the C2 and the CS. because if I can get the same kind of performance out of something small, I'm going to go with something small. So the standard gun that I have of yours, that this is still small and light enough that I can use it, but the other gun is a little bit shorter. So with this, if you have one of, and I'll just say this out loud, if you have one of these I could test and send back to you, I would be very interested in doing that.
Oh, yeah. I'll absolutely get one of those out to you.
So, but in the event.
Another thing is the 300 Blackout, and this is more like a tangent on 300 Blackout.
Yeah.
In order for it to run subsonic, you have to have a short pistol or a short gas system.
Right.
And so, like, having a shorter barrel, it's just extremely gassy. It's just, like I said, it's just what it's designed to do. It's designed for a close quarters combat. And then with the 1-in-5 twist, which most people don't really actually understand what twist rates are for.
Right.
Well, 1-in-5 twist is to stabilize heavier bullets, but it also, so whenever you're talking about ballistics, you can only control a few things. You can control, like, so how long the barrel is, you can control how much muzzle velocity you have, or that it can get. So if you're in a shorter barrel, you can't control that because you have to go down short. But a 1-in-5 twist, you're spinning that bullet so much faster. One, it's stabilizing it, and then two, it's also creating more energy on target. Because obviously a bullet's got to stop one of two ways. When it hits target, it's got to stop going forward and it's got to stop spinning. So the faster you spin that bullet, the more cavitation you get out of it.
Right.
So it's just increasing your ballistics on target out of a shorter platform. So like a lot of people, you see like the 1-in-7 twist for the 300 Blackout, especially like the 8-inch or the 7.5-inch.
Right.
It's just, you can't go much longer than that with a 1-in-5 twist because the way bullets are made. It'll mushroom.
Right. What is your back? You know, I got about, let's see, I got a few minutes here. What is your background with these? Because your knowledge on the engineering on these is impressive.
So being in the military, we shot a lot of rifles. Can't say I knew a whole lot about them whenever I was in the military.
Sure.
But getting out of the military, my family had a pipe inspection business out in West Texas, and we bought my dad out of it. We had these massive machines that we did a lot of oil filled pipe inspection. And we had hydro testers and EMIs and extremely technical pieces of machinery that I was scared of at first. Just like you're scared to touch them because you don't want to break them.
Right.
But then you start like working with the engineers and the people that made them, and you start taking them apart, and then you find better ways of, and you start researching all this stuff. I mean, all this information's out on out there. It's not very difficult to find it. You just have to look it up and be able to sort through the BS, which there's so much of that in this industry. Yeah, I mean, like a lot of it's just like, hey, I want to do a 300 Blackout rifle, and then just researching the heck out of it and then testing it. I mean, that's one thing that I think I do very differently than other companies is I exhaustively test every part that's in these rifles. Trying to do a switch in anything is just so hard. Like I got to make sure everything functions the way I say it's going to function. I'm not just going to put something in here and say, it works, have at it.
At some point, and I've noticed this with Staccato, at some point, I guess you're going to come to this realization where you find that happy ground where you have gotten your production to the point where it is meeting this tolerance standard between being way too much and not nearly enough, and you're in the good spot. You're going to figure that out, and then your standard, I guess, will become almost a production standard, except it'll be at a higher level. Is that right?
Yep, no, absolutely, it will. Another part that just kind of just reminded me. So with military medicine, kind of asking about how I kind of got to this point.
Right.
So military medicine, corpsmen are so good at their job because they learn the medicine part of it, but they also understand how the human body works.
Right.
So if you understand how the human body works, you can make any decision that you want to, and then you can also get creative with it based on the supplies that you have on hand. I did take that approach for like the rifles. I exhaustively looked into and tested how these rifles work, why they work the way they do. I mean, why Stoner created it the way he did. He was a brilliant engineer. And then figured out what modern manufacturing processes were out there just to update everything.
Yeah, we're going to get into the next segment as well because I look at this and I'm compared to the M16 that I had in the 1980s, this is a much better weapon. And
cool.
I would like to get your input, your opinion, if you will, on what that foresight might have been like for Stoner when Eugene Stoner he was developing this and everything else. The website, for those of you that are interested, is MitchellDefense.com. His slogan is "Superior firepower is the best medicine." This coming from a corpsman who knows, you know, he has to drop in. He has to fight over his subject, then he has to get him on a helicopter, and then he has to stick a chest needle in him on the pitching deck of a Blackhawk while he's flying around to save the guy's life. This is high precision. That's the kind of eye that comes to the build. And I don't know, that's very unique in today's space. Most of the time, everything is not necessarily about a vision, but about just how fast can we do it. And the Mitchell Defense standard, yeah, your standard that you've imposed upon the product that you're putting out is, while it's grueling, at the same time, the final product is mind-boggling. We'll be right back. Talking to Nathan Mitchell. This is Lock and Load.
Thing is a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominates.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.